seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of English with Fraser, where we make English effortless. One episode at a time. Today's episode is all about something small, but incredibly important in English grammar. Articles. Yes, those tiny little words. A, an, the. Now, they might look harmless, but if you are learning English, I know they can be seriously confusing. When do you say a dog? When do you say the dog? And what about no article at all? When do we say go to school and not go to the school? By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how to use articles correctly and naturally in natural British English. I'll explain the rules, the exceptions, and throw in loads of real-life examples to help it all stick. So, let's get stuck in. Part 1. A and an. But first, what are articles? We're not talking about newspaper articles or news articles. We're talking about those little words we use before nouns to show if we're talking about something specific or not specific. There are two types of articles. Indefinite articles, a and an, and definite articles, the. So let's break it down. A and an. These are indefinite articles. We use them when we're talking about something for the first time or something not specific. For example, I saw a cat in the garden. This means any cat. We don't know which one yet. Just a cat. A random cat. We don't know, does it have a name? We don't know whom it belongs to. It's just a cat. So what's the difference between a and an? Well, this rule is an important one, but actually fairly simple. Once you know the rule, you can use it pretty freely, I would say. Use a before a word that starts with a consonant sound. A book, a dog, a university. Use an before a vowel sound. An apple, an umbrella. So the key here is to look at the first letter and sound of that noun. For example, if you're reading a text, then you can see what the next word starts with. If you see it starts with B, then you know it's not a vowel, it's a consonant. So you would say a banana. You wouldn't say an banana, because you know and you can see that the next word starts with a consonant. So then we use a and not an. Let's do a little bit more practice. A bird. An elephant. A hotel. An hour. It's not about the first letter, but rather the sound it makes. So hour starts with a H, although here we pronounce it hour, so we're pronouncing it without the H. So it's all about the sound rather than the letter. Another example would be an honest man. Not a honest man, an honest man. Even though honest, the adjective that describes the noun, starts with a H, we don't pronounce it. We say an honest man. When we pronounce it, we're not saying the H. You could get rid of the H. Honest. O-N-E-S-T. Honest. The H is silent here. Part 2. The. Now, the is a definite article. We use the when we're talking about something specific, something the listener and reader already knows about. I saw a dog in the park. The dog was very fluffy. The first time we say a dog, because it's new, we don't know the dog. This is a new dog. It's not my dog. But the second time we say the dog, because now we know which dog we're talking about. Another example. Can you pass me the salt? I'm talking about a specific salt shaker, the one on the table. Let's go to the cinema. Now it's clear which cinema I mean. Probably the one we usually go to. Let's go to the restaurant on the corner. We're not talking about any restaurant. We're talking about that one specifically. Let's go to the Italian restaurant in town. Perhaps there's only one Italian restaurant, so that's why we can specify, using a definitive article, which restaurant. You can also use the when there's only one of something, because it's specific. That's the one and only. There's not other ones, so everyone immediately knows which one we're talking about. The moon. The sun. The prime minister. The queen. Although you do know we've now got a king, but queen sounds cooler. The prime minister announced to the nation that they're increasing tariffs. This is because there's only one prime minister. If we said a prime minister announced, then who are we talking about? We don't know which prime minister. Could be from any country. Could be Spain, Kazakhstan, or South Africa. We don't know which prime minister. Although I haven't fact-checked that, I don't know if those countries all have a prime minister. You might have a president, so let me know. Part 3. When we do not use articles. So that's when we don't have a or an or the in front of it. Now, things can get a little bit tricky here, because sometimes in English we don't use any article at all. This is called zero article. Now, when do we use no articles? When do zero articles appear? We usually skip articles in the following situations. A. When we're talking about things in general. Cats are cute. Not the cats are cute. Cats in general. Love is important. We're talking about love in general, the concept of love, that it applies to everyone, not just me and you, but everyone. Everyone can have love. It's important to everyone. If I said the love is important, then perhaps I'm talking about the love in a TV show or a book. Although this still sounds fairly unnatural to say. B, we don't use articles with uncountable nouns when we're speaking generally. For example, water is essential. Happiness can't be bought. Thoughts belong to us. These are all nouns that can't be quantified. Water, as in my previous episode, unless we're saying bottle of water, it's an uncountable noun. Go check out countable and uncountable noun episodes a couple of episodes ago. Go check that out, give it a listen, let me know what you think. C, we don't use articles with names of most countries, cities, and streets. For example, I'm going to France. I'm going to Japan. He lives in London. She lives in Mexico. As you can see, we're not using an article to describe these countries. There are a few exceptions. For example, the USA, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands. There are a few exceptions for you. And lastly, we don't use articles when we're talking about certain common expressions. Go to school. Technically here you could say go to the school, because you probably only attend or attended one school, but it's not very natural to say so. You'd just say go to school. At home. You could say at the home, but again, you don't need it. It's another exception. Go to bed. You look tired, go to bed. Try saying these three after me. He's at university. She's at home. They are going to church. Now let's go over some more common mistakes and how you can fix them easily. I saw a cat on the street. This is correct. You don't want to say, I saw the cat on the street. Can you remember why we don't say, I saw the cat on the street? This is because this is the first time you're seeing that cat. So it is just an ordinary cat, a cat. She goes to the university. Is this correct? Incorrect. It should be, she goes to university. We're talking generally here. They have a happiness in their life. Again, this is wrong. They have happiness in their life. Do you remember why? It's because happiness is an uncountable noun, so there's no article needed. If you're unsure, you can ask yourself, is this a general thing or something specific? That will often help you decide whether to use a, the, or nothing at all. And remember, if you're unsure on a or an, just think, what sound is the first letter? Is it a vowel or a consonant? If it's a vowel, A-O-E-U-I, then we use an. I saw an apple sat there on the shelf. It was green, but I prefer red apples. Part 4, some real life dialogue practice. Let's see how these articles work in real life conversations. Dialogue 1, at a cafe. Can I get a coffee, please? Of course, would you like a pastry with that? I'll take the croissant, please. Coming right up, that'll be £5.40. So here I said, I'll take the croissant. Actually, you could say, I'll take a croissant, please. By me saying the, it implies I'm talking about a specific croissant. I might be pointing at one. Can I have the croissant? So the barista knows which croissant I'm talking about. But if you said, I'll take a cookie, then that's fine. That's grammatically correct. If your intended meaning is you'll take any cookie, you don't care which one. You could say, I'll take a cookie, please. And the barista will say, do you want chocolate chip, white chocolate, raisin, or even our white chocolate and macadamia cookie? So it's all about if you want to specify this or if you just want to say generally. Dialogue number two. At the hospital. Where's Sarah? Oh, she's in hospital. She had a minor surgery. Oh no, I hope she feels better soon. So here we have to say in hospital, not in the hospital. Lastly, dialogue three, a bit of small talk. Did you watch the football last night? I did. It was a pretty decent game. I'm surprised that Arsenal beat Real Madrid though. That goal in the last minute, fantastic. Yeah, I know. I shouted at the telly. Now here, we're saying the football last night. So the football, it refers to a match. And because we say the, we're talking about a specific game. If you said, did you watch a game last night? Then the other person might say, yes, I did. I watched the Brentford game. But maybe you were thinking of a different match. And here, it ends with, I know, I shouted at the telly. Because they're talking about their television. Telly is short for television in British English. So they're talking about their television. They didn't shout at the neighbour's television. They shouted at their television. So they say, I shouted at the telly. Can't believe we won. Amazing. There you have it. A complete guide to a, an, and the. Plus when to use no article at all. Remember, a and an, not specific. A car. Any car. The Volkswagen. Talking about a car in particular. The specific. The pasta dish here is superb. No article, general ideas, uncountable nouns, or fixed phrases. Go to school. Water. Etc. etc. Now, don't worry if you didn't get it right every time. This does take practice. The more you listen, the more you will feel when something sounds right. Eventually, it'll be so natural that you'll just know what article and when not to use an article straight away. This is what my podcast is all about, acquiring English naturally through listening. By listening to my podcast over and over, multiple times across multiple episodes, you'll pick up these rules just naturally through listening. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.